This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Welcome in to Danny and Friends. I am Joe Fisher III, and across the faux marble table is Danny Meringue. That was not a good monkey sound.
This is an allergy-ridden monkey. That's what we've got here. I'm afraid if I
you got
do,
the monkey AIDS.
That's
which I think
story.
Is the real AIDS.
Yeah, no, not HIV, but full-blown AIDS. But no, I'm afraid if I do that, I will somehow either choke, cough, sneeze, or snore.
I want to see it. Yeah, I want to see like, on the YouTube stream just full mucus spray everywhere.
No. It is for those watching YouTube. Yes, you see me wearing my glasses. I lost the war. Yesterday my eyes were bloodshot, like I had just smoked a pound of the dirtiest weed you've ever seen in your entire
just
life.
Smoked a J. I'm feeling a little spacey.
Yeah. I got home last night and I must have sneezed 40 times, and I've done all of the freaking naturopath crap. I've graduated to the full-blown drugs.
I was going to say, I think Dusty might have some stuff for you. If he, you know his reputation, he might be able to help you out.
I know. That'll clean up the nose a little bit.
That will.
But yeah, I was rubbing my eyes this morning. My contact popped out, and I'm like, "All right, this is it. Like we're going for the glasses for a little bit, and hopefully, not living in the grass seed capital of the world, I can overcome everything there."
Well, I'm fine, and it's a Newburg edition of Danny and Friends, because you and I both live in Newburg. I'm doing just
Joe.
Fine.
It's funny when I always say a block. Joe literally lives a block away from me,
walking distance.
Yeah.
Right in the gallows of Rennie Field and the Willamette River.
Indeed.
Representing Newburgh. I mean, I know that you had two Vancouverites, Vancouverinians.
I don't know. I don't cross that river very often.
Yeah, you had Luke and Patrick, and now I'm bringing it closer to home for you.
The state of Washington is well represented here on the station.
Yeah, too well. Yeah. Too well. So I had to balance things out. Mm-hmm. Newburgh's great. I was having a debate with, I believe it was our sales manager, Sam Tung, recently, because we are close to Canby, and I love all my Canby residents, but I feel strongly that Canby is one of the more pointless suburban towns in Portland.
How so?
Well, what do you need to go to Canby for?
The ferry.
The ferry to get out of Canby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Langdon.
Langdon, I'm chalking that up to Aurora.
Are we?
I'm giving that to either Aurora.
What's the
or Wilsonville?
Address?
I think it is Aurora.
Is it?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give it to Aurora slash.
It is Aurora. It is
Aurora's got more going on than Canby.
It's Airport Road, so it's technically Aurora. So I think actually, what is it? what's the road at the stoplight just past that? I think that's actually where Canby starts.
And
I'm trying to think, what is Canby actually kind of known for? And shout out Canby, my high school teammates, the head coach at Canby.
They are known for the Clackamas County Fairgrounds, and I think that's about it.
Which is kind of weird that the Clackamas County Fairgrounds aren't in Clackamas.
Or Happy Valley or Oregon City or anything like that.
It's Canby's Clackamas County?
I guess so.
Really? I would have thought they would have been like wrapped up in something else.
But Sam went and then tried to say that Newburgh was more pointless than Canby. And I'm like, whoa.
Look, man, right. I am not a proud Newburgundian, but there is a swath of the entire East Coast that descends on Newburgh for about 3 months every year and spends an obscene amount of money at all of the vineyards, wineries, and restaurants for, you know, it's the, you know, the wine capital of the state.
I grew up in Tualatin / Sherwood. I went to Sherwood High School, and then I moved to Newburgh late in my life. I mean, 2022. Newburgh has infinitely better food, drink, everything options than Sherwood does.
We've got a lot of bougie stuff in our
city.
Dude,
it's fantastic.
But that's because we get these people from the East Coast that come out here and spend ungodly amounts of money.
I will say that if we could replace a couple taco shops and get some variety in there, we have a tremendous amount
of taco shops, and they're all good.
Yes, they're all solid. They're doing a great job. But if we could like swap out two of those and maybe get like a Hawaiian joint.
Okay, yeah, because we have a ton of Thai food out there.
Yes.
Perhaps like an 808 location.
There you go.
Something.
Yeah.
Please.
We do. That's the one thing. Anytime my wife and I are like, hey, let's go grab some dinner, whether it's to go or to go somewhere, it's always like, well, where do we go? Because there's like a lot of options. It's kind of like, what are you in the mood for? You want some, you know, fire, the wood roasted pizza? You want to?
Two great options in Newburgh and Dundee.
Indeed.
There are some great pizza options out there.
And it's like, it's kind of funny because Newburgh is about the size now, I think at 25,000, as Beaverton was when I moved to it. Beaverton was tiny in 91.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's
so
getting there.
It's weird to like, because my in-laws live in Beaverton. It's weird to be like, oh, yeah, it's like 100,000 people out here now. This is a lot bigger than it used to be. But, yeah, no, out here representing Newburgh and hopefully not losing the war to the allergies.
Again, I don't know. I was telling Dusty before the show that I think I just got absolutely wrecked in Eugene for 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And then it just made me immune to anything allergy-wise.
I didn't have them until 4 years ago, and now it's just killing me.
Again, I never had them in my life. And then I moved to Eugene, lived there for about three and a half years, and just got absolutely rocked down there. It was every spring like clockwork. And then I left that area, and I was good.
Random question, because you do live a block away. When you get up in the morning, can you smell...
Yes.
You can smell it in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
For those of we have a cow pasture steak and milk.
Yeah, I can smell it.
Spot literally on the other side of the river. And in the morning, it is just, does every cow crap at the same time?
It's rough. it's rough.
The wind will blow north across the river, and you go, you know, I let my puppies out in the morning. I was like, oh, woof. Sweet Jesus, what is that?
I've grown to appreciate Newburgh as an adult in the 3 years that I have lived there now. But growing up in Sherwood, some of my friends, they would like to hang out with people from Newburgh. Mm-hmm. They had some girlfriends in Newburgh, but they always made sure to let them know that they called Newburgh poopy old stinky old Newburgh.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It has some wafts, and I don't know if it's from all the cow pastures around, and it just funnels into Newburgh. There was one day last year where I was turning off the road to go down my little alley strip that I live on, and it's facing right where that cow pasture is. So I made the turn, and it hit the vents just in like my car. And I thought I did something. I was like, am I getting old and they're just leaking out at this point? Like an old man fart that you don't know that you do and you just smell it all of a sudden, like grandma, like, ah, grandma, was that you? I thought that happened to me.
Ugh.
I turned into the alley. Yes. Yeah. Even quieter though. And then I asked Joey, my son, I was like, dude, did you crap yourself?
Did you poop your pants?
Are you okay?
Because that's what it smells like. It's not like a little, it's a lot like when you drive into Tillamook.
I'm like, oh my God.
It's the same, like, holy.
And there are some nights when it's like nice and warm and it gets hot in your house and you're like, all right, I'm going to open up a window to get the cold air. Nope,
The wind, that window. The wind's blowing and you're like, nope, we're good.
We're roasting tonight. That's not happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Newberg, but yeah. If somehow we could get some big old giant weather fans to blow away that smell from the St. Paul cow pastures, that'd be great. And also the grass seed, because it's just wrecking poor Danny across the table there.
It's funny because I have no trees on my property at all. Well, it's not true. We had the one we planted out front, but it's like 4 feet tall right now. So there's nothing literally blooming on my property. There's no nothing. And yet still, it's not like we have like a cottonwood on the property or something like that. So it's just like, how am I losing this battle?
Yacht Rock, Jeff Rust, do you deal with the allergies?
Yeah, I've been hitting me pretty good the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Lots of sneezes, runny nose, good times.
Yeah, I was also telling Danny before the show that it wasn't allergies, but last year I had some sinusy something, some funk going on. And the girlfriend, who's a pharmacist, she just breaks out the briefcase from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and just has every drug in the world that you could ask for. Mm. But she gave me some Mucinex DM. And that's got the stuff in it that makes you like you're sipping on some syrup. And I took that before work one day and came in here and I'm sitting at my desk and I'm feeling like Paul Wall in here.
Oh, the Mucinex, that's the good stuff.
Oh, dude, it was good. Yeah. But also I needed to go take a nap immediately because, I felt like I was experimenting with some Robitussin or something like that.
A little Robotripping never hurt anybody. In fact, it's hurt a lot of people.
don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right, we got a lot to get to today. We had some a little bit of news before the show.
That's the great thing about this time slot is you're prone to get some news dropped on you either during the show or right before the show.
The classic Dirt and Sprague drops after their show, but before this one.
Most news absolutely is perfect. Going to drop at 9 a.m. Pacific time or later.
Yeah, we got some baseball to get to. This is a very salty baseball show today as far as college baseball goes. You and me are not happy.
I mean, I
we don't care. That's the perfect excuse.
I love my Trojans, but I mean, Oregon State is a perennial monster. If they won, I was going to be like, great, they beat a great program. Like,
it's the perfect out for us because then we can just ask, like, I don't really care. It doesn't matter. We also got some college football FPI stuff to get to.
Indeed.
We have, I don't know, did you see the list of the most negative NBA fan bases?
It changes year to year, but it just kind of cyclically. But it is interesting, depending on the data that they use, because there's like the Twitter samplings, there's the Reddit samplings. It all kind of depends on like where you go for it.
Yeah, we'll get to that because that was by Vegas Insider. So I'm curious to look at that. Some Giannis stuff. Got worst day on the web. I want to get to some golf stuff. We got a lot to get to, but let's start with the breaking news. There is a head coach that has been fired in the NBA, and I cannot believe it. We get to that next year. Danny and friends, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe Fisher III here, sitting in on Danny and Friends. Right before the show, like 15, 20 minutes before we turn on the mics, we got some breaking news in the NBA. That is, and I can't believe it, honestly, the New York Knicks are firing Tom Thibodeau. I do Sports Sunday with Rashad, and he even said on Sunday that don't be surprised, or I wouldn't be surprised, something of the ilk, that if New York gets rid of Tom Thibodeau. And I said, why? You literally just had the best season you've had in 20, 25 years. You improved upon what you did last year. Sure, you have a Pacers problem and a pace problem, but why would you fire him? And then sure enough, here we are on this Tuesday, and the New York Knicks have fired Tom Thibodeau.
Because the CBA exists. That's why. Because you can't fire players. And so when you need to make a change, you start with a coach. And it's harder to fire Carl, or it's impossible to fire Carl Anthony Towns because he doesn't fit, or Jalen Brunson because it's harder to build around him because of the two kind of figureheads of that team. And people go, well, Tibbs's offense is this and Tibbs's offense is that. And it's like, you just got somewhere you've not been in 25 years.
It seems just very short-sighted.
But every time I hear, whether it's this fan base or any fan base, complaining about coaches, and you talk to players and you talk to people in the league, and you're just like, people don't ever want to blame players. And they're like, well, Tibbs' defense isn't that good. He has Jalen Brunson and Carl Anthony Towns. Of course his defense isn't good.
Well,
you have one guy who is physically incapable of playing it and another guy who doesn't know how to play it. So, and the whole idea like, well, it's a coach's job. No, it's not. No, it's not. You don't turn a player into something that they're not.
Trying to turn a player into a night in and night out defensive presence
when they haven't been one in a decade.
It's more so than a skill thing. That is purely mental, purely.
Oh no, it's a skill thing. That's the thing. That's the other part of this. Everybody wants to talk about defense being, you know, attitude and intensity.
There is
and
skill, but there's a lot of it. Like, you need to have it on every single night, yeah. Every single minute.
It's a difficult thing to do, especially when you're kind of an offensive hub. Like, you know, Dame got killed for his defense, and I'm like, yeah, he does get killed for his defense, but he's also creating offense on a level that only four or five other guys are doing.
Spilling a lot of energy on one end of the floor.
And if you're going to do that, you can only have one of those guys, yeah. And having two of them in Jalen Brunson and Carl Anthony Towns, well, you're not maximizing Carl Anthony Towns offensively because Jalen Brunson's not a creator. It doesn't make a whole ton of sense. And here's what's kind of crazy. Coach of the Year. So since 2016, here's one coach.
Fired.
There is one coach since 2016 that has not been fired up until 2024. So 8 of the last 10 winners have been fired. The only two who are still employed by their teams, Steve Kerr, Mark Daigneault. Steve Kerr won his in 2016. Since then, Mike D'Antoni, fired. Dwayne Casey, fired. Mike Budenholzer, fired. Nick Nurse, fired. Tom Thibodeau, fired. Monty Williams, fired. Mike Brown, fired. Mark Daigneault, not fired. And this year's winner, Kenny Atkinson, was fired by the Nets.
That's true. And if he has another couple seasons like this year where they're a great regular season team and no playoffs.
If they don't go at least to the Eastern Conference Finals next year without injuries,
he's probably going to get fired.
If he's not fired, he's going to be on a hot seat because this is just what happens because that's the move you make.
I think we definitely need to start getting the live reaction of these coaches when they are named Coach of the Year to see if they're happy or just like, oh, well, I'm screwed now.
Oh, it's like a kiss of death.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. It's so crazy. And look, is Tibbs perfect? No. There's no coach that is. Like, this whole idea that the coach is going to come in and fix everything. It's going to be this. Remind me, was Greg Popovich great without Hall of Fame players? No. Eric Spoelstra been, like, taking the heat everywhere that they should be without Jimmy Butler?
No.
And again, they're some of the best coaches ever, and they do make a difference.
I mean, hell, Spoelstra had that lapse over between the Heatles and getting Jimmy Butler where they were a middling 8, 9, 10 seed, something like that.
And sure, is he getting, is he able to squeeze 2 to 5% more out of it? Yeah. And at the very, very, very top, when you have the very best talent, yes, that matters. That is when you'll get me to say, yes, that matters 100%. But the whole idea of like, oh, we're just going to fire our coach like, and we're going to run it back. Every team Tom Thibodeau has left, have they gotten better?
I'm trying to think.
The Bulls did not
Bulls,
get better. The Timberwolves, Timberwolves did not get better.
They went down and before they got Anthony Edwards with a number one overall pick.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I want to read this quote from James Dolan, owner of the Knicks, from literally this year in March. He was on a podcast, The Roommates. Never heard of it, but...
That's Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson's podcast.
Oh, thank you. I did not know that was the name of it. Okay. This is James Dolan, quote, "There were times when we've sort of reached for that shiny, sparkly object. Maybe this is what we need, especially when things weren't going well. Let's bring in this guy. Maybe he'll turn it all around for us. Sometimes it's players, sometimes a coach. What I learned over time is that doesn't work. It really doesn't. You really have to do the fundamentals, the basics. You've got to build a team. You've got to build an organization. There is no waving a wand over a team and all of a sudden make it a great team. It doesn't happen." We are now 3 months removed from that quote. And him talking to his very own players and going against that quote and apparently waving the wand and firing their head coach. You know what also is crazy to me? Like, what happens if game one doesn't end the way it does and how that series plays out and the Knicks, like if the Knicks somehow, and also let's be fair, like the Pacers worked them essentially the rest of that series.
Sure. I mean,
but if that game, that 1 3-4 minute stretch of Nesmith hitting every three he took, like, that totally changes the trajectory of that series and how it's being played, the mentality of both teams. What happens then? I know it's, you know, wish in one hand and think of it in the other, like, the hypotheticals, but that really, that small moment, to me, changed a lot of how that series went and possibly what happens with Tom Thibodeau.
And there's one straight line you can draw with Tibbs' last two terminations. Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Cat has gotten Tibbs basically fired twice.
See, and what kills me, though, is I thought Cat was, I mean, outside of a few games in the second round.
But that's the problem.
The inconsistency.
There you go. That's look, Carl Anthony Towns' talent is through the roof. He's a seven-footer who could shoot the living hell out of the ball. And he's like, oh, they need to get Cat more involved in the offense. Cat needs to get himself more involved in the offense. Now, I'm not dismissing Tibbs and saying he's his offensive guru. That's not what I'm saying. But at some point in time, Cat's got to go to Jalen Brunson and go, give me the damn ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he brings it up and holds on to it until there's about like 12 seconds left in the shot clock.
Jalen Brunson's an incredible player, but is Cat the player, the perfect player to pair with Jalen Brunson? I don't think so.
Well, and that's where I think that this team had more roster problems. Like, they needed someone else to make plays and have the ball and be able to set things. Like, who is the backup point guard for the Knicks? I mean, is it Josh Hart? No, is it
It's been some version of Campaign.
Who didn't even
Shammett
play
and
in the
Deuce
finals?
But that's, like, and it was like, well, you know, Tibbs should have played Deuce McBride and Mitchell Robinson more. And I'm like, if that's the retort,
yeah, like you're
grasping at straws. It means you have a roster problem.
Yeah.
But like, everybody wants to say, well, this coach needs, like, and it does not matter whether it's like, it's so funny watching Warriors fans like turn on Steve Kerr for not playing Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm like, so he's this greatest coach ever, but also he's terrible because he doesn't play a guy who doesn't fit, who doesn't make any sense and doesn't do what he asked him to do. And it's like, no, that's not how this works. Like, and I'm not saying Steve Kerr is faultless, but there's such a hesitance to lay any blame on the players. It's like fan bases in general. It's always the coach. It's always the coach. It's always the coach. And in the NFL, there's a lot straighter line, or in college football, there's a lot straighter. In the game of football, you can draw a straight line between bad coach, bad results.
Well, what kills me about this series too, is that do we not think, Tom Thibodeau was saying to his players, get your ass back on defense and transition the entire series. Like, we need to keep the pace up. We need to outrun them. We know they're going to be running back on offense every possession. So we need to, do we not think that he was doing that at all?
And that's the thing is, you know, and then
if so, then yeah, maybe he should be fired. If, well, he was just like, you know what? We're fine, guys. Yeah. Just, you know,
well, you also get the, well, then they just were tuning him out. And I'm like, okay, so they didn't tune him out for the entire season, but they tuned him out in the series against the Pacers. That's what you're telling me. Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, so, and again, Tibbs is not blameless. He's not faultless. Like, he's rigid with certain things, but he's also been pretty damn successful, and he just led you to your best result in 25 years.
Now, and, you know, with the good comes the bad. Like, I saw that, you know, over his five seasons as the coach of the Knicks, he had two seasons of 50 wins or something like that. I got to find the exact stat. And then the previous 21 years, they'd only done that twice.
But he led them to consecutive 50 win seasons for the first time since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that good?
One would think.
I would hope so for the Knicks fan base, but apparently for the Knicks front office.
Most Knicks fans that I know are like, yeah, no, we all expected this, and this needed to happen. I'm just like, okay.
Jeff Russ, you got that the spread stat for the Knicks where they were in like games four?
Boy, where was that? Yeah, it said it like on the money line. The Tom Thibodeau coached teams were like 18-37 on the money line in games 4-7 of a playoff series, and that ranked him like dead last out of 79 coaches over the last 20 years.
Yeah, if you can find the exact stat, because there is part of me that's like, well. All right, that doesn't sound exactly like the most clutch coach I've ever heard. Then, like, literally, statistically speaking, that, it, as Jeff said, it's one of the worst in history. Mm-hmm. So there's part of me, it's like, are they looking at that? But I just don't see where the front office is like, all right, we're going to get way better than what we just did.
Who's the hire?
Exactly. Like, who's out there that's like, oh, Tom is great, but this guy, he's going to put us over the
edge. You're probably looking at a first-time head coach.
Yeah, an assistant. I mean, I know that's where the Suns are looking right now. Like, in New York, like, I don't know. I think it is very just, like, overreactionary. My feeling after the Knicks season is over is, like, run it back with the same stars, the same core that you have. You just need to add depth, and you need to add someone behind Brunson that can run the offense and can handle the ball and set players up. Because while he can somewhat do that, he is more so scoring-oriented and being the guy.
I would be looking for how you can move Karl Anthony Towns. That's what I would be trying to do.
See, and I understand that sentiment, but there is part of me that's like, then you got to find someone that's got to put up offense outside of him, which on the team currently, who's that? Is it OG? Is it McHale?
Well, that's the thing is you give up five first-round picks for McHale, and you did not get the value out of him. You can say, well, that's Tibbs' fault. It's like, you know, at some point in time, it has to come down to the players and getting other guys involved and making sure you're doing the things that you need to do. And I think it was I've mentioned this so many times over the last week or last 2 weeks. I think it was Stan Van Gundy. If I'm wrong, please somebody correct me. But they were talking about pace and the Pacers themselves. And he said, it doesn't matter what pace a coach wants to play at. You're going to play at the pace of your point guard. And that ethos, because they're on the ball, they're deciding. And you can tell a guy to go fast as much as you want, but if they're not a player that plays fast effectively, efficiently, and does the things that you need to do to play fast, you're just not going to. There's no amount of coaching. Like it's like telling a possession wide receiver in the NFL, we want you to be a guy that takes the top off the coverage now. That's not who he is. That's not what he does. Like, even if he has the quote-unquote tools... Could Jalen Brunson run fast down the floor and get in the offense faster? Sure. But his whole mindset, his whole mentality is I'm a smaller guard who has thrived on getting into the paint, setting guys up, operating the pick and roll, and having elite level footwork to put guys in pretzels and compromise positions defensively and then create for myself. That's who he is. And if you're building an offense around that, How effectively can you do that if you don't have secondary creators on the other side? If you don't have somebody else who can operate as a primary ball handler? If you don't have other guys that are going to be aggressive? And I think that's the big thing where it's like, coaching should do that. No, it shouldn't. It is your general manager / president's job to put the players together that make the most sense in concert with coaching.
Well, you saying putting the players together, I was going to get to this in the second hour, but I kind of want to bump it up. I mean, what this means for the Knicks, what this means for their future, obviously coaching, roster building, but possibly what's out there in the market. And as far as some of the top free agents, if not the top free agent or top player available this summer. I want to get to that next year. Danny and friends here on 1080 The Fan. But first, Jeff Rust with the SportsCenter update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is this Island in the Sun?
Island's in the Stream.
In the Stream, thank yes. you. I was thinking of the Weezer song, I
how,
think.
How dare you?
I often mix up Weezer and Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, one in the same. One in the same.
The only way I know Kenny Rogers is Kenny Rogers Roasters.
It's a fine bird.
And also Kenny Rogers Jackass from Mad TV. Do you remember that bit?
No.
Oh, my God. That was a Will Sasso.
Don't remember that one.
Mad TV, they didn't do a lot of great things, but that was one of the best things they ever did. I really hope there's someone out there listening that does know what I'm talking about. But Tom Thibodeau, he'll be riding off into an island in the sun. Because
he has 3 more years left on his deal.
I don't know what his contract's like. But he got fired by the Knicks today. We're still trying to wrap our heads around it. But Jeff Rust, you have that stat for us as far as declutch factor of Tom Thibodeau in games 4 through 7.
This comes to us from Evan Abrams, research director for Action Network. Thibs coach teams 18-31 on the money line in games 4 through 7 of a playoff series. A $100 better would be down $1,279, the worst mark of 79 head coaches in the last 20 years.
Not a good trend, Bob.
No.
It's very somewhat Doc Rivers-esque. I think this is the one, man. I think it's going to hit finally. I don't know. I think I believe in Thibs now. That's not good stats for him. But again, you go back and forth. You can make stats what you want to, you know, help your case go against it. They have won 4 playoff series with him, and in the previous 13 head coaches of the New York Knicks, they have won 1 playoff series. So it's like,
and the thing about Thibs
again, very short sighted. I just feel like being like, well, we should be better. This is unacceptable.
Should
it's
you?
Like,
that's the question. Should this team be better than they were?
They very much could have won this series against the Pacers. I think game one. Just I remember tweeting out when it happened. I was like, that's the way that ended and the way that game went. That is a mentally shaking game right there, as far as where you completely change your mentality as far as what you can accomplish in this series, blowing a game like that.
Here's the thing. I don't think the Knicks were the better team than the Pacers.
They were. I mean, outside of game one, the Pacers were somewhat doing what they wanted.
And that's
outside of game, game four. Yeah. And then five when they like the
held them under 100 for the only time this playoffs.
The biggest deficit, yeah, of that series so far. So outside of that, though, man, it's like the Pacers were just running roughshod on them.
And I you say, well, Carlisle coached circles around him, he used his bench, and I'm like, real quick,
Thibodeau actually learned there are a 7th, 8th, and 9th guy on your bench that you can play.
Yeah, but everyone's like, oh, he waited so long to use DeLon Wright. He waited so long to use Landry Shamet. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, that's...
Like, if that's the deciding factor in this series, man, you're cooked.
If it wasn't for us not playing Landry Shamet...
You're cooked.
We should have played Landry Shamet earlier in the series, and then we would have won.
Eh. Are Obi Toppin, TJ McConnell, Ben Mathurin, like, are those all better players off the bench? Yes.
Yes.
So what? Like,
a thousand times yes.
And that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, everybody wants to take a look at this really tight lens of, like, again, you always want to blame the coach and not go, well, the players either weren't good enough or didn't make enough sense. Like, this is where I give Kevin Pritchard all of the credit in the world. The team that they built makes a metric crap ton of sense. Everybody wants to run. Everybody's bought in. You know what guys are.
You're moving the ball around.
Everyone is bought in. Yeah. And those that aren't, don't play. Or those that aren't good enough, don't get on the floor. It's very simple.
All right. Time for tinfoil hat theory here. Is this a move predicated on trying to go after Giannis? Is this a Giannis telling them or telling people, I would never play for Thibs. I don't like Thibs. I don't like that style. And
Giannis plays in the half court. Like, that's the thing. It's like, not only that, like, so before the Giannis stuff became public, it was really at Hoop Summit when it really gathered a lot of steam that Giannis could potentially ask out. And it's still not official. I still tend to believe in the next 10 or so days we will get word on that and he will ask out. But the scuttlebutt was, if Giannis does go, he wants to go to New York. But it wasn't the Knicks. It was Brooklyn. For whatever reason, because their books are what they are, and they can maybe talk some other guys into forcing their hand to getting there and kind of doing KD, Kyrie, James Harden redux. But he also wants to stay in the Eastern Conference.
Well,
because
worked out pretty well last time.
Well, I mean, you get in the Eastern Conference, though, you can, like, look at the East. You mean Dame's out for a year, Tatum's out for a year, the Heat or whatever.
It's a lot more wide open than
Cleveland
it ever has been.
Cleveland, Indiana, New York are the three probably best teams in the East going into next year. You can maybe talk yourself into Orlando being that if they're healthy and they can add some level of shooting. But if Giannis is moved, I will be stunned if it's not to the Western Conference.
If it's not to the Western Conference? Because everything I've read is that he wants to stay in the East.
Oh, yeah. Of course he does. Because it's a clear path to the NBA Finals.
Road, yeah.
And, from all the things that I've heard, he wants to go to a big market and get all of the love. He saw Luka get traded to L.A. and see his jersey rise, the number one in jersey sales. And, like those kind of things matter to guys. But as it pertains to Giannis in New York, like, if you're the Bucks, do you want OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, because they don't have any draft picks. They've got one pick and they can't trade it because of the Stepien rule, at least until draft night. Like, is that enough for you? Or would you rather have, you know, Houston's pile of draft picks, Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, you know, I know they would want Amen Thompson. I think that's the one player Houston's trading that guy.
I would not do that. Yeah, exactly. If you're Houston, after watching him in the playoffs, you're like, yeah, no, he's
But also,
here.
Can a team with Giannis and Amen, as good as they would be defensively, can that work? Like, you have to have otherworldly shooting around those two guys. Yeah. But you look at that, and if you're from Milwaukee, from a business point of view, from an optics point of view, there was this. I had a buddy of mine the other day text me. He's like, there's word out there that the Bulls are, that Giannis of the Bulls is done. He's like, it's hilarious. I'm like, what are they giving up? Like, their entire team? Like, well, not only that, is Milwaukee going to send Giannis 2 hours away?
Well, what contracts does Chicago have to match that?
I mean, they've got that, but they don't have the capital that would make sense for them. But it's like, you're not going to send him to a division rival 2 hours away where he's in your building twice a year.
Yeah.
Like, when you trade, like, superstars, you usually trade them to another conference.
Get them out of here, yeah.
So you don't want to see them again. They're only in the building once a year. Like, the optics of it, like, you're like, I don't want to have to see. Like, I know what this guy is. I don't want him in my conference. It's like, that's terrifying.
Well, the reason I did bring this up also is because the other day there was, I believe it was someone out of Toronto. So, you know, as rumors and news go, wouldn't you know it, a reporter from a local newspaper is like, hey, I heard that there's some news around Toronto and Giannis. Coincidentally, there might be something there because Toronto's odds to land Giannis went up over the last few days. They were flown around like the plus 2100 mark. They're now in DraftKings plus 1000 to get Giannis. The Knicks are
just a few days ago, they were at plus 4000.
See, there you go. Yeah. I mean, even worse a few days ago. Yeah. So the Knicks are at plus 1600 just to look at all the odds on DK. Bucks still the favorite. Spurs plus 380, Rockets plus 450. And that is key because those are teams that have something that the Bucks desperately need, and that's draft picks. They
not just draft picks, but also good young players. Yes. Like, that makes sense if you're going to, like, because if you're Milwaukee, you're a small market. You just are. And so you're not going to be a free agent destination. So you have to get the things that make sense or get an absolute young stud back in return. And this whole thing about Toronto could make this move and not destroy their team. And I'm like, with what? With, like, do the Milwaukee Bucks look at Scottie Barnes and go, yeah,
Brandon Ingram, come on down.
Yeah, like,
and but Toronto just gave him a bunch of money, so I don't think they're going to want to give him up.
And they're going to, so what? They're going to give up Grady Dick and Emmanuel Quickly. And
hey, if anybody wants Dick, it might be Milwaukee, right?
But I mean, it's
who doesn't want Dick,
right? But it's just to me, Toronto, like, what? That doesn't make any sense at all. And like, there's a report of mutual interest between Toronto and Giannis, and I'm just like. Because Toronto's a big city.
What's the Greek food like, I mean, in Toronto?
Culturally, it's probably great, yeah. I would imagine.
Some solid hummus out there.
But also, Giannis has Nigerian roots, and there's a huge Nigerian community in Toronto.
A little bit more of a—I mean, New York's pretty much a melting pot, too, but yeah. Toronto very much so.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've been talking about, like, the most diverse cities in the NBA, New York, Miami, L.A., Toronto.
Is Greek barbecue a thing? I feel like it is. Maybe they got some of that down in Texas for him.
There you go.
Yeah.
At least Greek-inspired barbecue. Maybe you can do some smoked lamb.
Ooh, dude, honestly, Greek food, Mediterranean food, it's rising up my power rankings.
It's undefeated.
I actually just revisited my pasta power rankings from 6 years ago and retweeted out my new list of top five. I might have to do my top five cuisines, the Joe Fisher power ranking of top cuisines.
Well, I like it.
Mediterranean's climbing up there.
It is.
It is.
It's, somehow Thai food is, like, I've been a Mexican food guy my whole life, but Thai food is right there.
Honestly, I think my girlfriend many times over, because she has a much more refined palate. She's very bougie. So she just goes anywhere to get good food. And she has introduced me to a lot of good food recently. And like Thai food, never used to eat it. Thai food, I will crush Thai food
and
all day long.
We do have great Thai food out here.
Yes, it's fantastic.
So like one probably if you're talking about like international cuisine, it's probably the one Portland does the best.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Do we have good Greek food out here in Portland?
It's pretty limited.
I don't know. Maybe we need to step our game up.
We do.
But Giannis likes bratwurst now because he went to Milwaukee. Yeah. Maybe we just need to get him out here.
And, of course, the smoothie.
The smoothie?
Did you know, that was like one of Giannis' like first tweets when he got here. He's like, I just tasted for my first time in my life a smoothie. God bless America. And it was like...
That reminds me of...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It reminds me of the video of those British guys going to a barbecue joint. And they're trying to eat some ribs with like a fork and a knife.
And the owner came over and was like, what are you doing?
He literally grabs their hands and makes them grab the ribs. Like, this is how we eat the rib. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we just need Giannis to get out here and to try all the great cuisines that we have out here in Portland. And then, boom, there you go. Giannis, Portland Trailblazer.
Yeah, I don't. I saw somebody like, why don't we?
I noticed that their odds aren't on this list.
Yeah, I saw something on the text line is, why don't we ever hear anybody about anything about Giannis to Portland? I'm like,
because it's not going to happen.
Like, for what?
It's not, yeah. Be cool, but, you know, not happening.
Yeah, it doesn't make a ton of sense.
Well, I'm sure the Knicks fan base is maybe a little bit upset after the move today.
I don't think so. I think they all want to blame Tibbs and think that, again, that the coach is the easiest fix and that's going to solve all their problems. And look, if they run it back with the same coach and they are better, I will be surprised.
Well, how about we take a look at the most negative, vulgar fan bases in the NBA? How about that? You want to do that next?
Ooh, I like it.
I like it, too. We get to that next year. Danny and Friends, Danny the Fan. Talking some NBA here on Danny and Friends. Joe Fisher III sitting in today. The deck has been shuffled and my card has been pulled. NBA fans across the world like to share their opinions on the website called Reddit. One of my favorite websites, the front page of the internet, as they say. There is literally a subreddit for everything.
Oh, everything.
Everything. And it makes me smile. Like, even when there's one that I don't even care about, but I just see, I'm like, the fact that there is a subreddit for that.
People that are just very dedicated to the
whatever
most
the hell they want.
Minute things you could ever imagine.
It's great. But we imagine that Knicks fans might be a little bit angry today. But Vegas insiders, bless their hearts, they went through and poured over a million Reddit comments. I'm sure they didn't go through every comment.
No, they use Python to scrape it all.
To find the most vulgar NBA fan bases, what's the go-to swear word for each fan base, and also the most negative fan bases, also the most positive fan bases. And when we go through this, a lot of this makes sense. Yeah. Like, a lot of it does. So the most vulgar fan bases, you guessed it, it's the New York Knicks.
The one that's surprising there is that number three is the Pacers.
Yeah.
I was like,
that is
that has not been my interaction with Pacers fans.
Yeah, some potty mouths in Indianapolis,
I guess.
Memphis. I mean, Memphis, that's kind of fitting. Yeah. I mean, I'd believe
they
that.
They play whoop that trick during games.
Yeah, I think
if you it is hilarious when they were in the playoffs. I think it was last year. No, before it was, my wife and I were watching a Grizzlies playoff game. So this was probably 3 years ago now, right? Coming out of COVID. And they won a game. And they start blaring whoop that trick, and they're waving the towels, and it's panning around the arena. And my wife is just kind of on her phone on the couch, and she looks over at me, and she's like, is that a 12-year-old kid chanting whoop that trick? She's like, huh, that's interesting.
That's the culture, baby.
And I was so like,
that's Memphis.
Yeah, them being on this list there, not surprising.
Wait, he's singing It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp now.
Yeah, it's like,
what the hell's going on?
All right, it's a little bit different. Look, I got no bone to pick with Memphis, but
they're playing
not
Sipping on Scissorp now. Yeah. My God, is that 3-6 Mafia here?
They did a halftime show at the Kings game.
3-6 Mafia?
No.
Why?
No, it wasn't 3-6. It was Ying Yang Twins. That's what it was.
I did remember seeing that. Are Ying Yang Twins from Sacramento?
No, they
want to talk about a rap group that, yeah. Like, I would have never guessed they were from a city like Sacramento. They're probably from Atlanta or something, guess.
But he was out there in a knee brace.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, man.
Wait till you see my knee brace.
Yeah. It's tough.
Oh, God. I feel old now. New York Knicks, most vulgar fan base. Percent of vulgar comments, 8.37. Yeah, again, that does not surprise me. And the least vulgar fan base. I know that you've seen this. Jeff Russ, what do you think is the least vulgar NBA fan base? Just take a guess of all the cities, states.
Well, I mean, Utah jumps out at you.
Boom.
Ding, 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 ding.
Number one.
Yeah.
Only 3.15%. of their comments are vulgar. And second to last on the list, your Portland Trailblazers, the second least vulgar fan base in the NBA. How about that?
And I probably contribute.
We're a classy bunch.
I probably contribute to the vulgar side of that because I will occasionally tweet out words that cannot be said on the radio.
Well, and radio or on Reddit, you know. I've seen you floating around the Reddit subs before. I've seen the name.
It's never good.
Yeah. No, not comments towards you. I've seen you on there.
Oh, yeah, no, I pop
in. Float around.
I pop in every now and then, and I always drop in all the player interviews that I do.
Yeah.
During the season or during the offseason when I have those guys on. I don't plug any of my stuff there because of their rules, and I try to respect it. But anytime I get the player ones because they're exclusive, I try to drop them off there, and it's not for me or anything like that. I just want everybody else to be able to see them.
Blazers, keeping it classy on the Reddit boards there. Also, they have the go-to swear word for each fan base, and it is literally either the S word or the F word. No in between.
Yeah.
Every single fan base. And now the most negative fan bases in the NBA. Now, I wonder when they pulled this, because the number one team, it does make sense as of recently. I wonder if they did pull this before the draft lottery, because the number one most negative fan base in the NBA is the Dallas Mavericks, which
even after that, though, they're still like Kirk Henderson, who's the editor for Mavs Moneyball. He says a lot of things that I can't say on the radio, and he will join us sometime, I think, this week to talk about the idiocy that is the Dallas Mavericks right now. But he calls this the stupidest thing ever. Like, even though that they're going to get Cooper Flagg, he's like, this is so dumb. This is so stupid. It doesn't make any sense. We like, regardless of them getting the number one overall pick, I would say if you polled an average Dallas fan,
we don't even want Cooper Flagg.
No, it's that they, that no matter what, they want Nico Harrison gone. No matter what.
Well, they're like, going to screw it up anyways.
They want him gone.
They're going to screw up getting Cooper Flagg. They're going to give him the worst supporting cast ever. Right now they have Kyrie and AD. They'll trade them for picks or do something bad and just wallow in the depths of hell. NBA
Honestly,
hell.
I think if you could and get positive value for those guys and just completely retool around Cooper Flagg, that's what I'd do.
Someone on the text line asking, what about north of the border niceness? What about Toronto? Toronto is let's see, they rank 23rd in percent of vulgar comments. So they're down there. So the Spurs are also the third to last, which makes sense. I mean, Spurs, what do they have to be angry about?
Yeah, you've had generational player after generational player after generational player. Like,
so that's the vulgarity. Mm-hmm. Dallas Mavericks, number one. Boston Celtics is the number two negative fan base. Which,
from Boston.
Again, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Nothing's ever good, even though you win a championship in one of your main sports every other year, it seems like. Minnesota, the third most negative fan
base. That's not surprising.
Really?
No. I mean, they're the worst franchise in the NBA.
How so? I know that
last 2 years have been the most successful years in their franchise's existence.
And they're still negative.
But I mean, like, when all you've known, if you are a Timberwolves fan, if you were, let's say you're my age, all you've known is pain.
Yeah, but that, see, to combat that, the second least negative fan base in the NBA is the Washington Wizards. Do you think they're just dead inside?
Yes, and so 100%.
They don't voice their displeasure?
There's never been a like, how many things have they like legitimately screwed up? Like where they've had like a real chance? Like no. Like with Minnesota, you had two point guards taken before Steph Curry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. Like you just kind of like when they like, and that's why Ant Edwards is such a big deal for them. Because it's the one they got right.
Yeah. Yeah, with the Wizards, it's like you got John Wall, which that was what you were supposed to do, and that didn't really work out. It was fun for a few years. And then Bradley Beal, I mean,
he's a good player.
Yeah, but as soon as you got rid of him, he just kind of went to go and show that he was a black hole offensively and that.
And he's nowhere near what he used to be now. But
it's one of those where it's like,
don't get me wrong, they've made mistakes.
You're a great offensive player on a bad team.
But they are not a team that has been in a position to
really complain.
Exactly. Of like, oh my God, I can't believe they did this. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, they've had plenty of bad picks. Like, they could have done better. But you don't look at the decision tree and go, oh my God.
Well, and on the complete flip side of that, as far as the least negative fan base in the NBA, it's the San Antonio Spurs, which, again, what do you have to be negative about?
Yeah.
You are in one of the smallest markets in the NBA, and you seemingly get the best player whenever they are available in the draft and whenever you suck. Like,
convenient. For, you know what, 28 years now.
What I'm not happy about, though, is third to last on the most negative fan base is the Portland Trailblazers. I feel like we need to ratchet up the negativity a little bit more.
No, God, no. I don't know.
Yes. We need to become a little bit more toxic here.
No.
Yes.
It's already, it's the group that is.
It's not.
Already it's so not good toxic.
It's not. And I think that is the, as they say, the vocal minority of people.
Oh,
just a small amount. We need to crank up the toxicity. We need this to be like a Call of Duty lobby here.
No,
right?
We don't.
Yes, we do.
No.
No, we need to start holding feet to the fire. We need to start.
That's not it, though. People think they're holding feet to the fire. They're just saying very stupid things. It's not that.
Let's crank up the stupidity. We need more. We need to be.
No.
We need to be more like New York and Boston.
No, we don't.
I think we do.
No.
That's Title Town, baby.
Oh, yes. New York, home of so many titles.
Well, Boston is the Title Town.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's because they're crappy fan base.
Hey, at least they let their displeasures known.
Mm.
All right. The Eagles, I mean, they Philadelphia fans, notoriously terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And look at them. As a Cowboy fan, I have to say that they've been doing a little bit better
than
my Cowboys.
And your fan base sucks more than anyone, and yet it doesn't lead to anything.
I would say that Eagles fan base sucks more than the Cowboys.
You guys have a starter kit of jorts, Jordans, and a jersey for a player who's nowhere near as good as
three words. D-cell batteries.
I don't care.
D-cell batteries. They were throwing snowballs with D-cell batteries filled with them in at Santa Claus. Is that the story?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Cowboys fans have ever thrown D-cell batteries at people on the sideline or Santa Claus.
Because you can't afford them.
I would say that Dallas money is much better than Philly money.
Okay.
We got that oil money down there. We can afford as many batteries as possible.
A lot of wee there.
A lot of oil money. We're good. Also on here is like the most positive fan bases. And again, it's the Utah Jazz. Like, come on. That's that Mormon culture.
Yeah, it is what it is. And other than the last couple of years, like,
that is
great. They're very much like the Pacers, where they've always been good.
Also, the Brooklyn Nets, the second most positive fan base.
You can't be. Otherwise, you turn into Wizards. Like,
is Brooklyn the nice borough of New York?
Not nice, but nicer. <Are they? laughs> And you're just kind of happy to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's a good point for that. All right. We could keep going through this list, but we got a break. We got some baseball to get to.
A lot of baseball.
Reluctantly, we have some baseball to get to. This is not a happy studio right now. Mm. But there are some happy fans out there for one team in Corvallis. We get to that next here. Hour number two coming up. Danny and friends, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.